Welcome to our family service, celebrating Harvest and 150 years of our church. We will begin with our call to worship. Clap your hands and shout for joy. God is King of all the earth. Play the trumpet loud and clear.
God is King of all the earth.
Sing and praise him, everyone.
God is King of all the earth.
Praise him now with all your skill.
God is King of all the earth.
Our first hymn today is Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. And we're going to do it in two parts. If the children come up to help me. So, when you're standing to sing, this side, you're going to start off by singing Hallelujah, 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 and you raise your arms. Okay? And this side, you're going to sing Praise Ye the Lord. And when you sing, you raise your arms. So that's the first time through. The second time, you have to do Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. And you have to do Praise Ye the Lord. Got it? We'll do it wonderfully well. I have every confidence. Thank you, Audrey. Children, what things can you not live without? Not your mum and dad, not your friends. What thing can you not? Oh, I thought I need to give you an example. Right, what thing can you not live without?
Food and water.
Oh. Well, you've come too far on, so I'm going to go back to my bit. I could not live without my iPad, because my iPad gives me emails, lets me buy things on Amazon, and above all, it has my Kindle so that I can read my book. And I could not live without my iPad. What could you not live without?
My iPad and TV.
Oh, your iPad and TV. Well, I would struggle with TV as well.
Also my iPad.
Also your iPad, something different.
TikTok on my phone.
TikTok! Mm-hmm. That's for that. For us oldies, it's a, what is it?
What?
It's a thing that shows you things.
Food and water.
Uh-huh.
And also playing games outside.
Playing games
because
outside.
Because in the olden days, there wasn't any electronics, so you didn't
That's
have
right. So
all
you had to
that.
Play outside?
Yeah, like hopscotch.
So you would do that. You can't do without playing games. That's good. What can you do without, Jacob?
Exercising,
well done. Ada, what could you like to do without?
iPad.
Your iPad. Well, I did really mislead you, because in actual fact, we can live quite successfully without an iPad. But as the girls here said, the one thing that we need to live is food and water. Now, I've got some food that I found lying around in the house. Jacob, would you come and see what's in this bag? Now hold it. Right, what's that?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Where do the potatoes come from? Do you know that? See that mat, that flag there? What flag's that? Scotland. So put them up on the table. And what's that? It's a turnip. Sorry, I'm terribly old-fashioned. Put it up on the table then. So there we've got potatoes and a turnip. And potatoes and turnip can be grown in Scotland. Even I managed to grow them in my garden. So you go and take a star, and Lynn will help you to stick the star up in Scotland. Right then, Jennifer, let's see what we've got in your bag. Right, what have we got? What's that?
Pasta.
Where does pasta come from, do you know? Italy.
Oh.
Italy. Pasta comes from Italy. And I don't know if you'll know what that is. Chocolate crepes. And they come from France. So you go and get two stars and stick them on. Lynn will help you. France and Italy. Right, come on then, Jennifer. Let's see what I've got here. Caroline, sorry. I always do it wrong. Right, what have we got?
Tea.
Tea. Do you know the country that makes the most tea? Anybody know? China. Well, I'm saying China. And?
Coffee. Gold roast flavoured and...
Gold roast one as well, huh?
I can't pronounce the rest.
Well, the one that makes the most coffee is Brazil. So you put them up here and go and put a star on Brazil and China. Okay, would you like to come and get... I think that's a... Oh, this one. Uh-huh. You come and get this one, Ada. Okay. Right, what have you got in there? Can you see? Do you know what that is? It's sweet corn. Hold it up for everyone to see. Sweet corn. And this is tuna. Hold that up for everyone to see. And sweet corn, there's a huge amount of sweet corn grown in America. And that tuna has come from the South Pacific. So there you are. There's two stars, and Lynn will help you to stick them up. Thank you. Right, Katie, what have we got here?
A yellow melon.
And Australia grows a huge number of melons.
Curry sauce.
Where does curry sauce come from? Do you know?
No.
Came from India. So you can go and stick up a star on India and Australia. Okay. And Millie? What have you got?
Pineapple.
And these pineapples came from Kenya. So can you go and stick the star up in Kenya? Okay, and then come back. We need food, and we also, as the girl said, we need water. And our system, our planet is so wonderful. Often our planet is called the Blue Planet because there is so much water there. We are lucky that God has given us a planet that provides us with plenty of water, and we get fresh water with the rain. Now, some countries get more water than others, and definitely Forth gets more than its fair share, but we are very, very lucky that we have this wonderful planet. So you put it up there. If we look at our planet, we can see that we get food in every corner of our world. What a wonderful, wonderful world God has given us, so that there is enough food for everyone and enough water for everyone if we share it. So let's sing our next song, He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. So we need food and water to live. And there's another thing we need. If you were landing on a desert island, you would look for food and water, but you would need something else.
A roof over your head.
Yeah, you would need a roof over your head. You would need shelter to keep you from the wind and the rain. And even if it was a very, very warm place, you would need it to keep you from the sun, shade from the sun. So Lynn and the Jigsaw are now going to tell us about house building and building two houses. Thank you, Lynn.
Good morning. Jigsaw's drama today takes place in a Scottish TV studio. If you have ever been to a recording of a TV studio, you'll know that the hold-up cards with clap or laugh, and that's what you've got to do. So today, when Millie holds up thunder, you need to stamp your feet. Everybody do that? And then when Millie holds up rain, we clap our hands. And when Millie holds them both up together, stamp your feet and clap your hands. That's great. Let's join Millie in the TV studio. Thank you, Millie. I'm here in this beautiful piece of land with a lovely river flowing through the middle. On this side, we have the hard, rocky ground with Katie and Jennifer. And on this side, we have Caroline and Jacob on the soft sand, the sand that your feet just sink right into. So let's go and talk to them. Hello, Jennifer and Katie. I see you are working very hard. Why are you building on this rocky ground?
So it can stay strong.
That's right, Katie, so it can stay strong. But it's going to take you a really long time.
Yes, it is, but so we can get a house.
That's right, it will take you a long time, but so you can build your house properly. Well done. You're going to have a great house at the end of it all. So we'll go over and talk to Jacob and Caroline. What are you doing? You're supposed to be digging foundations. What are you
doing? We're relaxing.
You are relaxing? Jacob, what are you doing? Jacob's chilling out.
It's really hot.
And it's really hot. You two are supposed to be building a house. But it looks like it'll be very quick and easy to build, doesn't it?
All I needed is kick out the sand out the way for
us to be. Kick all the sand out the way. Well, we have been here for 2 days now, so let's get some progress and see how you guys are getting on. So, Katie and Jennifer, you have now finished your foundations, haven't you?
Yes, and it is very strong.
It's looking that way, looking very strong. You must be really tired now.
Yeah, we are.
You are? And let's go over to the other side, to the sand, and see what Caroline and Jacob have been doing. But you don't seem to have done anything. What have you been doing?
Chilling like a villain.
You've been chilling out, Jacob. And what about you, Caroline?
Just kicking the sand away.
You're just having a right restful time there, aren't you? Well, things are beginning to move for both families now. And they're starting to get the walls of the house up. And now they're starting to get the roofs on. Over to you, Millie, in the TV studio.
When I am worried a severe storm is coming in, try to find a safe place for yourself and take care. Here comes the rain. Now thunder. Oh, this is a really bad storm. I hope everyone is safe.
That really was a bad storm. Let's see how our houses have got on. We'll go to Jennifer and Katie. How are you getting on, girls?
Good.
Your house looks really strong.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done, girls. And what about Jacob and Caroline? What has happened?
Our house is destroyed.
Your house is destroyed? Oh, no.
I just flung the roof off my head.
The roof has went in your head and it's all fallen down. And you've got no house left. Look at it. And that's because your foundations were not strong enough. Jesus told us this story to teach us that we've got to build our lives on the strong foundations of his teaching. So now we're going to finish off with a song that everybody knows, The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock.
Lord's Prayer.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you that you know the things we truly need in our lives. We thank you for the gift of water that you freely give us from rain. We thank you for the gift of a world in which food can be grown in every corner. We especially thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who showed us how to live, how to love others, and how to worship you. Let us celebrate all these gifts you have given us by joining to say the special prayer Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus told that story of the wise and foolish man building houses. But the real meaning was not house building. It was that we need to build our lives on a strong faith. We need food and water and shelter, but we also need something to believe in, something to give our lives purpose, a shape, a reason for the choices we make in life. For us, we believe in one God who provides for us all we need and who gave us Jesus, his Son. For 150 years, we have in this church, this building, been following Jesus' teaching. Our church is a strong building, and the folk in this church have been strong in their belief. Our next hymn is one that has been sung many times. In fact, we did it last week in the church, and it's always been sung with true belief. It tells that God is our shepherd, who is with us, who knows all our needs, and the new version adds on that we can trust in him at all times. Thank you, Audrey.
Sing to the Lord, all the world. Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to him. We are his people. We are his flock. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. The Lord is good. His love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever. The second reading is from Matthew 5, verses 43 to 48. Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your friends, hate your enemies. But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on bad and good people alike, and gives rain to those who do good and to those who do evil. Why should God reward you if you only love the people who love you? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you speak only to your friends, have you done anything out of the ordinary? Even the pagans do that. You must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Amen.
Our first reading tells us to sing joyfully and praise God. The second reading tells us the good news of Jesus is for everyone, not just for certain people or people who seem as good or who look a certain way, but for everyone. And this is why this church was built 150 years ago, to sing and celebrate God's greatness, to give thanks for all his gifts, and to tell everyone the good news of Jesus, his life, his death, and resurrection. Let us sing Lord of the Dance.
Thank you.
to welcome everyone for 150 years. And the love of God and the teaching of Jesus is in every corner. We need to thank Rina and her team, Jean and her team, Karen and her team for the beautiful displays in our church and in our halls, which are not just wonderful to view, but also very informative. Thank you. Tell me where you found yours.
I found mine in the minister's collar.
The minister's collar, the minister's robe. And it's wonderful that all around the church we have all the ministers who have been in Forth and Brayhead and Wilson Town churches. Now, all these ministers were called by God to come and preach the gospel and to come to this place and help us in our faith journey. Jesus was always guiding them, and they have always guided us in our love for Jesus. Thank you, Katie. Right, now, I really wanted the next one to be... You come with your one, Caroline. Right, where did you find yours? Oh, did you find one over there? I thought you found it over there. Oh, had you already found one? Okay, where you found it over there. Yeah. That one over there is actually depicting communion. Mm-hmm. And we have had many communions in this church. And Jesus is at the center of all of our communions. Because communion tells us that Jesus died for us and was risen again and that we should follow him. It tells us that Jesus' body was broken for us and that his blood was shed for us. So Jesus is always at the center of all the communions, telling us all about his life, his death, and his resurrection. Thank you. Right then, everybody else can come up then and tell me where you found yours. So I think we've got one, but we'll see. Where did you find yours?
That one over there.
The very back one?
Yeah.
And that's celebrating the BBs and the guides. And the brownies. We no longer have BBs and guides and brownies, but they were there for a long, long time. What did you like about that one?
I like the wee flower button.
You like the flowers in the middle? There you are, Vina, that's one to you. Right, where did you find yours?
So, I got two.
Where did you find them?
I found one in...
Well, we're going to leave that one just now.
Okay, well, I found one... What one? Wait.
Where?
That one.
That's the guild one?
Yeah, the guild.
What did you like about the guild one?
The flowers.
The?
Flowers.
The flowers? Oh, you're really in a good one today. Right, where did you find your one?
Rainforest Cafe.
The Rainforest Cafe. And what did you like about the Rainforest Cafe display?
The gold teacup.
Oh, thank goodness. The gold teacup. Right, you think that would be a teapot? Good. Where did you find your one, darling?
In music.
And the because you go to Mainly Music, don't you? No, your brothers go to Mainly Music, right. And what did you like about Mainly... What did they like about Mainly Music?
The instruments.
The instruments, right. All these activities are being celebrated because all these activities take place in our church or in our halls. Some of them are old, some of them are new. Some of them involve adults, some involve children. Oh, who got jigsaw? Oh, well... Jigsaw was there as well. Some are just for children, and some are for children and adults. But Jesus has always been there, guiding the leaders, the organisers, giving them patience, understanding, and above all, we thank them for their faithfulness. Thank you. But you stay here because you've got another one. You've got the one that was over there. And what does that one celebrate? Do you know?
The christenings,
or baptism, yes. And we all know the story of Jesus welcoming the children and how much Jesus loved children. And every time that we welcome all these children into our church, Jesus is with us also welcoming them. Thank you. Right, that's... Oh no, I'm sorry, there's one missing. You know, you give a man a job. I asked Stuart to hide... Oh, was that the jigsaw? Did I miss you? There, the guild. I asked Stuart to hide one, but to hide it in plain sight. Katie, run up and see where Stuart has hidden it. Stuart at the back. Where has he hidden it? Doesn't look very pleased. It's okay, I won't let him hit you. I promise. Okay, we can sit back down, folks. So, where did it... Bring it to me, Katie. Where was it?
It was in a box.
In a box. So it wasn't very visible, was it?
No.
What do you think it would be like to be shut in a box?
Terrible.
Terrible. Why would it be terrible?
Because it's dark and...
It's dark and it's...
Scary.
Scary, yes. It's dark and it's scary. Thank you, Katie. But you know, in our time here... We have had dark and scary times. We've stood here through two world wars, rationing, great poverty, terrorist attack, folk made redundant, unemployment as mines and factories were closed, COVID, great social and technical changes. We have also had personal dark and scary times. Times when we've been worried, sad, lonely, when we've lost folk that we love, But in all those dark times, Jesus has been with us. Sometimes those times have been so dark that we weren't able to see him, but he was there. And if we trust in him and pray, then he will surround us with his love and give us the strength we need to cope with the dark, scary days, or encourage to ask someone for help. As we can see from our wonderful displays, Jesus has been the center of our church, at the center of our faith journey, welcoming babies, inspiring leaders and ministers, at the center of communion, our helper through the dark times. Jesus has been in every corner of the building and has been the same yesterday, the same today, and will, no matter what we're called, be the same tomorrow and forever. And that is certainly something that we should be celebrating. So we're now going to sing the song Celebrate, and there will be the people. If you are able, please join me. We've got a picture of Jane. No, sorry. No, it's okay. There is a lot of picture of Jesus celebrating, and he's in a big ring with the children. So if you are able, please join in the aisles and join hands. If you're not able, make sure you join hands with someone beside you. So let's go. It's really going to be easy. Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear God, on this day of celebration, we thank you for all the generous gifts you have given us year after year. We ask you to take our gifts of money, time and talents and use them for the continued work of your kingdom in this place. We remember, God, that you made this day of celebration, and see, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will rejoice in your faithfulness to us year after year. We will rejoice in the memories we share with all the folk in our church. We ask, God, that you will be with all the folk who are unable to be here today, and may they know and rejoice in your love. And finally, we rejoice in the knowledge that you will continue to be with us, showing us the way as you have for 150 years. Amen.
We need to be very proud of our church, which has stood here in the centre of our community and continually every Sunday preached the teaching of Jesus to all. There's a plate with two cakes. I think there might be enough for everyone to take home. I'm sorry about the butter icing, but it just would not work this morning. But the cakes are there. There's one for yourself and one to give to someone who wasn't able to come today. Our last hymn is Shine, Jesus, Shine. The words of this hymn is about Jesus shining his light on all areas of our lives. The last line of the chorus says, "Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light." The word "forth" there starts with a small "n," and it means send out your word. But today, we've changed it, and it wasn't a typing error. We've changed it to "forth" with a capital "N," which means we're asking Jesus to send his word to forth, to this place, right here, and to let there be light. Let us sing it joyfully. Thank you, Audrey. As we leave here today, may we offer ourselves afresh to you, Lord Jesus. Accept our gifts of time and talents. Use us to your glory to bless this community and to draw others closer to your love. Amen.